It was on this date in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson visited Buffalo. It was a day that would lead to a change in the fortunes for the polluted waterways of this region. And it was also a day to put the spotlight on the uncommon efforts of a common man, Stan Spezziak.
He has been largely forgotten, even by the very people he was preaching to and pleading with during the 1940s and the 1950s into the 1960s.
John Zak, Buffalo's legendary radio newsman and local author, who has written The Day the Buffalo River Burned, The Incredible Story of Stan Spezziak. The Buffalo River didn't burn the day President Johnson visited, but as John Zak points out, in the 60s, the river did catch fire multiple times, once nearly destroying the South Park Lift Bridge.
Some people might say the river actually looked beautiful. It looked like a stained glass window. If you were standing on one of the bridges or on the shore as the sun came up, and the sun would reflect on all these phenols and chemicals and oil deposits, and it really looked like a stained glass window out of a church. But the problem is, this deposit on top of the water was getting so thick, 6, 7, 8, 9 inches, that it could sustain no life.
To look at the kayaks and lively riverside activity of today, it's difficult to imagine the Buffalo River was dead. Zak, though, tells the tale of the comeback through the efforts of Stan Spezziak. A man who never graduated from high school, Spezziak still learned priceless lessons from his early days in rural southeastern Erie County.
He'd walk to school from his parents' home and walk by these small streams and creeks. And what he would do is he'd throw things in the water and attract fish and other aquatic life and even birds. And he just developed a love. He just developed a love for the environment. Which is why when he saw the Buffalo River deteriorating to the point where it could never even sustain life or even disease, he said, I've got to do something about this. And that was his avocation.
That passion drove Spezziak through a lifelong, dogged process. Along the way, Spezziak developed a complex association with New York Senator Robert Kennedy and became known in Washington's halls of power, eventually leading Lyndon Johnson and his wife, Lady Bird, to make their way to Buffalo 54 years ago today. Aboard a Coast Guard cutter, they ventured out into Lake Erie. That's where Spezziak offered the President of the United States a dramatic surprise.
And just took a bucket and dipped it into the river, and they had it on the Coast Guard cutter so the President could see it. Everybody got a whiff of this stuff, and it was absolutely nauseating. That's when the President said, we got to find out who's doing this. And Stan Spezziak said, well, Mr. President, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is doing this. Lady Bird Johnson popped in at that moment and said, oh, Lyndon, we can't let this continue. We mustn't let this continue. And he just says, don't worry about it. I will take care of it. Within a couple of months, they passed a policy in Washington that dictated that no sediment, sludge, poisons, pollution could be dredged from anywhere and just dumped out into fresh water. It had to be put into sealed impoundments where it wouldn't leak or leach into a water supply.
Millions of dollars have been spent to clean the Buffalo River, and more needs to be done. Zak says Spezziak, who died in 1996 at the age of 80, did earn the reward of fishing once again in the Buffalo River, but greater recognition is due.
How could this man who's done such great things that we're enjoying today, canalside, clean water, clean drinking water, a sparkling waterfront that's attracting a million or more people a year. And we've largely forgotten about this man. He needs to be remembered in some way, shape, or form.
John Zak, remembering Stan Spezziak, who on this date in 1966 was able to convince the President to change the direction of the Buffalo River. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.